We are joined by the head basketball coach at Evansville University, second season with the Purple Aces. He was a national champion at Kentucky in 1996. He was the 19th pick overall in the 1996 NBA draft. Evansville is 2-0 on the year. They are hosting IU Kokomo tomorrow night, and they're coming off a huge win. Walter McCarty is my guest. Walter, it is great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so good to have you. I would imagine that you would tell me every day is a great day to be a Purple Ace, but how great was last night, and then how great is it to wake up this morning knowing what you and your team just did?
It was great, man. It's great for our program. It's great for our players who put in an extreme amount of hard work preparing for that game. And I just wanted to wake up this morning and make sure that it happened. You know, and that I wasn't dreaming. So it was awesome.
That is great. Walter McCarty, my guest. It really did happen. You know, there's so much I want to ask you about. But one of the things that's clear, even though you were a 25-point underdog taking on the number one team in the country in their house, you felt like you had a chance. You told Tony Delk in the lead-up to that game that you might be onto something, you might have something. What did you see, Walter, that made you feel that way?
Just the way that we play. Our guys, we're really connected. And we're not young. You know, we got 5 or 6 juniors who are transfers from bigger schools. We have a sophomore who was an NBA top 100 kid. And we have a senior point guard who's 6'5", 190. So these guys have played a lot of basketball, and I knew they weren't going to back down. This is a group. There's a special feeling around this group. And I just knew if we could hang in there for the first 2 or 3 minutes of the game and not get intimidated by being in Rupp, that we were going to fight. And they were really prepared, and just watching them, you know, 3 or 4 days in preparation leading to the game, that they were locked in. And the way we moved the ball, sharing the ball, we were primed to have a big night.
Walter McCarty is joining us. Evansville over Kentucky last night. You know, that's not a fluke win either. You didn't stumble into that. You outplayed Kentucky. You out-rebounded Kentucky. You out-tough Kentucky. You talk about that connectedness, that togetherness. How have you gone about getting this group to stay together and stay bonded like that? What was the process?
I'm just really just, I think it's an extension of me. I always talk about my Kentucky team, but I don't talk about the talent on the team. I talk about how connected we were and how much we were. I talk about the brotherhood, and that was what's special about that team. You know, a couple of those guys still come around, Tony Delk, Rob Mercer. And it's good for my players to see that. It's not just about basketball. It's about really enjoying this experience, being here. But also, these are the guys that you're going to be talking to 20, 25 years later. So that's what's really important, and that's how we're getting them connected. They really love being around each other. They love making a play for one another, and it's really important. If you care about your teammates, we're going to have a lot of success, and they've bought into that, and we do it every day, and we just continue to build and build and build upon that.
Evansville over Kentucky last night. Walter McCarty is the head coach. He's joining us. You mentioned that brotherhood. Tony Delk gave you a huge hug after that game. Can you explain what kind of emotions were you feeling in that moment?
Oh man, I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it. Tony Delk is my brother, man. We were roommates all 4 years at Kentucky, so obviously you were in college, you grew a lot. Like, he's family. His family's my family, vice versa, man. We dreamed about being in these type of moments together, about winning national championships, about playing in the NBA. We set up countless hours a night talking about what we wanted to do, right? And just for all this stuff to happen, and we get to share all this stuff together, man, it's getting better than that. That's my brother. I'm there for him. He's there for me. And it's just that type of brotherhood that we had at Kentucky.
Walter McCarty joining us tonight after a huge, huge win. So I'm curious, what was it like then to go into that arena and be there as a visiting coach, Walter?
It was great. You know, to be honest, man, I'm very thankful for that opportunity. Cal was great. We appreciate them bringing us in. But everybody was so gracious, man, before the game, during the game, and after the game. And they were giving me high fives, hugs, great job. And I know they love their school, but it just says something about the people, what we were able to do when I was there as a kid, as a student, that they really appreciate it. I'm so thankful that they showed that type of humility.
You know, I wanted to ask you something. Like, you have to be there to understand it, but Kentucky and Lexington in particular, it's such a unique place. It's a really, really cool place. I've spent time there, and I love it. I've been in the arena, and the whole culture and the whole program is just so different. What does your time at Kentucky as a player mean to you?
Everything. It was the best time of my life. It means everything. You know, we all went to college and we had the best times of our life. And man, grew up as a person, grew up as a basketball player, created lifelong relationships. It all happened there. And it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better.
Walter, before you go, you've paid your dues as a coach. You worked with Rick Pitino at Louisville. You worked with Jim O'Brien with the Pacers. Mm-hmm. You worked with Brad Stevens in Boston. A lot of guys in your situation might just kind of want to see if they can parlay that fame into a head coaching job or maybe avoid coaching altogether. But you did put in your time as an assistant, and that is not an easy gig. Why did you grind the way that you did? What is it that you love so much about coaching?
I love the relationships with the players, being able to teach them, helping them. Make the transition from young teenage men to grown men. You know, give them a chance to have success in life, man. We got so many kids that they want to be NBA basketball players. They want to do this, and they think that's the only way they can be successful. But I just love teaching and creating those relationships, man. It's just awesome to see these young men grow and become the men they are on and off the court. And, you know, it's not an easy thing, but I love every bit of it, from recruiting to late night study of films, breaking down films. Just, I had great teachers, and they just showed me the right way how to do it. And I'm just very grateful to all three of those guys you mentioned. And I've just been very blessed. I've been very blessed.
So I would imagine you probably take a little bit of something from everybody, but what did you learn about coaching from guys like Pitino, O'Brien, and Stevens?
It's just, you know, it takes a lot of discipline. Prepping for your team, understanding, just teaching values, integrity, you know, character, just a lot of things, man. Just being a really good person, man. Being a really good person. There's this quote that I learned. I try to live by with my guys. Give without remembering, take without forgetting. And, That's what we do here, and a lot of those guys have really touched my life in that way.
So let me finally ask you, when you take the job at Evansville, it's a homecoming for you. You could have been in the NBA as an assistant and then a head coach or taken a bigger job in college, arguably. But as a kid from Harrison High School, what's it mean to be the head coach at Evansville and then, Walter, to have a night like last night?
It means everything, man. This is my community. Born and raised here. I know everybody here. They know me. It's really bringing our community together. It brings our community together. And young people who walk around here who see me, they say, hey, I can do that as well one day. Hopefully I encourage them to do something special and chase after their dreams.
In fact, as quick follow, one thing. You played a clip last night from the movie The Pursuit of Happiness where Will Smith tells his son, don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right, you got a dream. You got to protect it. What did you want your players to take away from that clip and take with them onto the floor?
Well, everybody's writing these papers and these lines and whatever that we have no chance. All week, they've said that even people saw Kentucky on our schedule. Well, we know you're losing that game, you know? And I'm like, wow, like really? So, and I'm not taking anything away from Kentucky, but, you know, I want them to know, like, don't let anybody tell you you can't do something. This is, if we want it, we can go take it. But we got to do it together and do it connected. And they did it.
You wanted it. You took it. They took it. You're 2-0, and you got it done. You did it. Walter McCarty, my guest, head basketball coach at Evansville. He was a national champion at Kentucky as well. Walter, I really appreciate the visit. Congrats. It was a thrilling win and really good to have you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Walter McCarty. What a great win that was. What an amazing story.